The Dublin Donegal rivalry, I suppose, is very big. You know, going back to the All Ireland final in 1982, you know, and playing each other in league finals after that. There was a couple of epic games in 2002, and obviously the more recent history now with ourselves in Dublin in 2011 and 14 at the semi-final stage. This is a stage before that. We're looking forward to it. Dublin are obviously the form team. They've won three of the last five All Irelands, and they've done an awful lot of things right. But from here on in, we'll be focusing on ourselves and doing everything we can to produce a serious performance.
And the last team to beat them in the championship.
Yeah, the last team to beat them in the championship, and that'll be fresh in everybody's mind. I think Dublin have tweaked things a wee bit since that, and they probably feel they've learned from that and are a better side because of that.
They went into that game raging hot favourites as well. They're going to be raging hot favourites again this time.
Yeah, and that's expected. Dublin have won the last three national leagues. They've been extremely dominant. Bar that time in 2014, they're unbeaten in the championship really since 2013. So I can understand that.
Yeah, and will you draw confidence, Sucker, from the fact that Donegal are the last team to beat them? Think, is that good for the mentality of the Donegal players going into the game?
I think while it has no relevance on Saturday, it's about performance. I think definitely, from a point of view, knowing that you've been down the stretch and beaten a team like Dublin. We were down the stretch in 2011 and we didn't see the thing out. Dublin, at the end of the day, thoroughly deserved it that day. Our boys thoroughly deserved it in 2014, so that gives confidence for sure.
Yeah. Big scores last week, big game. Big game to get back on the bike, wasn't it, after the disappointment of Ulster against Cork?
Ah, it was. Listen, we were playing Cork who, despite, slipping up against Tipperary, from their point of view, Tipperary went on to prove they're an excellent side. I think, playing a team that's, ranked, number six or seven in the country or definitely in the top seven, Cork was a huge test for us. Having had a poor start to the game, we responded really well. And, we're obviously, seen as a defensive team, but to put up 21 points in Croke Park is good.
People critical of Donegal, especially in the first half, and maybe seeing that maybe this is where Dublin could really punish you. How much of that, though, the first 20 minutes or so was the legacy of the Ulster final and getting over it?
There's a bit of it, and as well as that, we went out, we knew Cork were going to be a bit more open than Tyrone were going to be, so we went out maybe to match that, and it left us open, and sometimes you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. People don't like to see us being defensive or at our defensive best, and then they don't like to see us opened up, but we've got to marry the two. There's a fine balance between keeping yourself really tight and getting scores at the other end, but as a group we'd be disappointed with our defending, particularly in the first half.
But very good defending in the second half, as we said, especially late on.
Yeah, I think Cork kicked a couple of wonder scores, which is fair enough, but we outscored them maybe 6 points to one from the 51st or second minute on, and that last point they got was right at the very end. So we took good control of proceedings, we tightened things up, where a couple of man markers done really well, and overall the boys then that were covering the spaces, up the intensity level.
Much was that a boost again, a lift for the players?
It's a huge lift. Any day you go to Croke Park, Tom, and any day you play a quality team like Cork is a great day, so it is. But our confidence, wasn't as low as the outside world seems to perceive. We had a serious tough battle against Fermanagh, two massive battles against Monaghan, big day against Tyrone, huge disappointment to lose the game. But to say our confidence was shattered would be wrong. We know we've done an awful lot of things right. We know Tyrone are a serious team. We're a point up going into injury time. There'd be more disappointment, that we didn't, play well enough in the second half. But we also know that we're still a very good side.
You mentioned, obviously, you're damned if you do and if you're damned if you don't. And obviously that's the big dilemma for this weekend, whether, as you say, the old saying goes, you park the bus and really pack the defence and hope to hit them on the break. Or do you go and push up on them on the kickouts and put them under pressure early on?
I think we have to find that balance. I think, that when Dublin have fallen short, I think Mayo beat them in 2012 in an epic semi-final. Mayo put up a huge score. I can't actually recall. They scored 17 or 18 points, something like that. Ourselves in 2014, kick 3-14, you have to do it at both ends. Clearly, if they get a run on you, they could run away with the game. We have to watch that, but at the same
time, keep it tight at the start.
Well, I wouldn't say that. We've got to just keep it tight throughout the game. They can beat you at any stage in the game. They can beat you with late subs. We've got to have our principles in defensively very strong, but we've also got to put up the scores.
Yeah, obviously you mentioned their subs and their strength and depth. They've lost, what, three big players this year? They've lost Jack McCafferty, James McCarthy and Rory Carroll, three big players. People are saying that the opposition they've played haven't tested them on those absentees, especially Rory Carroll at fullback.
Aye, look, they're huge losses. We probably were expecting James McCarthy to play. That's the message coming out from Jim Gavin and from the Dublin players, that he's going to be fit. So we'll expect expect James to be playing. We wouldn't wish any player to miss out. You know that obviously you'd feel it increase your chances if they were missing him, but they wouldn't wish it on any of our star players to miss out. I'd also add Alan Brogan to that list. He's been one of the greatest forwards who's ever played the game and a huge part of that Dublin setup. But I think Dublin, you know, more than any other county, have great replacements. They've John Small has really developed. You know, they've Johnny Cooper, Michael Fitzsimons, Philly McMahon in the full back line. Davy Byrne has come into it. We'll focus on ourselves. Whatever Dublin are missing is nothing to do with us. We focus on ourselves and getting our performance right.
Patrick McBrearty, a big game last week, shot the lights out, massive score, 11 points. Obviously, it's going to be difficult for him to repeat that, regardless of even getting special attention, which he probably is going to get anyway. But there are other scores around the park and around the field, and I suppose Owen McHugh should relish Croke Park, Ryan McHugh. You know, it's going to be the younger legs that's going to probably prove the difference.
Ah, yeah, listen, you know, Patrick obviously got a huge score the last day. I think Dublin were going to give him an enormous amount of attention anyway. They have great respect for Patrick as a player. But overall, that's one thing we've tried to add, is more scorers to our bow. I think, you know, Ryan and Owen contributed the last day. Michael got a couple. Oren, you know, we have Frank and Carl coming up from the half-back line. We feel there's scores throughout our team. We have boys on the bench that can come on and get scores. And that's going to be a huge part of it, to see, you know, can we get scores from more than one source?
Yeah. And in terms of Dublin, it's a different type of opposition. It's probably different to any team you've played so far. Does that shape your thinking in terms of team selection? You know...
Oh, it would. You know, listen, Dublin are different than what you come up against in Ulster. They're different style of play. So it is, you know, the fundamentals are the same. There's extreme, you know, discipline in them, and you know they bring a huge level of intensity and hard work. But they do play a different style of play, so that will impact, I suppose, in the way we're thinking. But you know, we'll also try to stay true to our principles of what we're about.
Yeah, and in terms of maybe, you know, using the bench, using the subs, you used them well the last day. Maybe been criticised for not using them earlier on in the season. Is there a tendency maybe to hold players back to be in the game going down the stretch?
No. We take every day differently. You know, we'll use our subs as we see fit. You know, we'll be very focused and very clear on that, you know, we judge people on how they're going to training and how we feel they can impact, you know, on a week-to-week basis, and that won't change going into this week.
Is the mood good?
The mood's great, Tom. You know, look, we're where we want to be in an All Ireland quarter final. If you're asking, would we be happier people standing here today as Ulster champions? Of course, we would be. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it would guarantee us nothing in a quarter final. You know, whether we're Ulster champions or not, would not matter one iota. Whoever we are playing, we're confident in the ability in the team. We feel we've had five good, tough tests, and now the biggest test of the lot.